You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Feb 10, 2021, we do know that the Biden policy is opening our border to illegals. We know that's going to happen. And this story now surfacing. In Immigration and in Customs Enforcement, had an operation titled Talon, T-A-L-O-N. It was targeting sex offenders. It had been planned in the final weeks of the Trump administration to seek out illegals with convictions for sex crimes and get them out of our country. Well, now that has been basically shut down. They're not going to start arresting at-large illegal aliens with sex crime convictions, which include child molestation. It's being put aside. Now, officially, the Biden administration had nothing to do with it, but they've issued so many orders and telling ICE and Border Patrol stand down, basically. No one knows what they can or can't do. So if you were counting on our government arresting illegals in our country, molesting children, causing sex crimes, they now have permission to run freely around the world, I mean around our nation. We know, of course, the World Health Organization stated yesterday they've decided that the origins of the coronavirus pandemic did not come from a lab leaked from Wuhan, China. Didn't happen. Well, how do we know that? They had an investigation. But now, World Health Organization advisor Jamie Metzl said the investigation itself was very short. 2 weeks of quarantine, 2 weeks of meetings. The actual investigation of the lab was done by Chinese authorities. So no surprise there that they didn't find anything, right? And, of course, fighting back Biden and the Green Deal people is escalating. Republican Montana Attorney General leading a coalition of 14 other attorneys general signing on to a letter asking Biden to reverse his decision to halt construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, pointing out again, this is going to put thousands of Americans out of work and threaten national security by making us more dependent on foreign sources. Thousands of jobs wiped out with that one signature of Joe Biden. Those in Hollywood, the elite, they like it. Dozens of them signed a letter to Biden and Kamala Harris, praising them for shutting down that pipeline. More than 200 celebrities all coming forward and saying, we applaud you, we like it. Scarlett Johansson, Ryan Reynolds, Jane Fonda, among others. Don Cheadle, Cher, all saying, we're glad. They're glad that thousands of Americans have been put out of work. Oh, I know. Biden said, we're going to get you some Green Deal jobs. That's 20 or 30 years away, possibly. In the meantime, the White House Press Secretary Psaki is defending Biden's executive order that opens up women's sports to men who say they are transgender. She was asked by a reporter about that. How does that affect competing in high school and college sports for scholarships? Her answer: the president's belief is that trans rights are human rights, and that's why he signed that executive order. Still doesn't say, what are you going to do to defend women who were counting on getting that scholarship? Enter Senator Mike Lee, Republican of Utah, introducing the Protection of Women and Girl in Sports Act. Several organizations already endorsing it, including feminists at Women's Liberation Front. It would seek to protect women and girls from competing against biological men who consider themselves transgender women. Somebody stepping forward to help protect them. Oh, Ghislaine Maxwell, the disgraced British socialite, the alleged madam of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, lost a bid. She wanted to keep an excerpt out of a deposition regarding her sex toys. She didn't want that to be public, but apparently it's going to stay. Inquiring minds want to know, right? Of course, Epstein killed himself in a Manhattan federal jail. Or did he? That's still a question for many people. Just like the election itself, questions about that. But now you're considered treasonous.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, price $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest, best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
We will stop the steal. Today I will lay out just some of the evidence proving that we won this election and we won it by a landslide. This was not a close election. And after this, we're going to walk down and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
That is President Trump from January 6th addressing the thousands. And yes, he had told them in advance of January 6th, that was the day that Congress would meet to certify the Electoral College votes. And he said, the election's been stolen from us. It was not fair. Everybody come together. January 6th is going to be wild. He didn't say anything about attacking members of Congress or police or storming the Capitol. But that clip was played. That clip was played as a House managers were presenting their case yesterday. And today they're following up with them quoting different things that are probably out of context. I haven't had a chance to keep up with all of them. But I'll tell you, the bite they just used is not full context. I'll show you why in a moment. But they don't care. They do not care. And right now they're basically still accusing from the floor, various members coming forward, accusing Trump of creating the atmosphere that led to the Capitol riots. And they had basically a Hollywood production yesterday in front of the Senate, complete with video and audio. I mean, they probably had a Hollywood firm put it together for them. And, of course, they take that part of the speech you just heard, and then they show some of the violence and the mob rushing into the Capitol. Here's an example.
Stop!
So, you know, that's some of the stuff that they were showing and saying, see this crowd over the top like this? And then show them pushing against barricades and, in some cases, assaulting police. And they ran that clip of speech from Trump you heard a moment ago. And so with that under his belt, one of the House managers steps forward, Congressman David Cicilline, and raises a question that he thinks has to basically be appraised, and many would say, if they were into religion, amen, after he finishes his statement.
Does anyone in this chamber honestly believe that but for the conduct of President Trump, that a charge in the article of impeachment, that attack at the Capitol would have occurred? Does anybody believe that?
Well, of course, not on the Democrat side. And there are some Republicans already siding with them. Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York concluded that, yes, Trump, quote, gave the order to attack the U.S. Capitol. Now, where he got that, no one knows. No one knows because he didn't ever say that. He did say, we will stop the steal. We're going to walk down to the Capitol. We fight like hell. And if you don't fight like hell, we're not going to have a country anymore. And then said the president, quote, gave the order. And he added, he, Trump, unleashed his mob on the U.S. Capitol. Convict him now. So his remarks, coinciding with that first day of the Senate impeachment trial, as they were beginning to present their case. But he's making up quotes. I would like him to show where Trump gave the order to attack the Capitol. I'd like to see that quote. You're not going to see it. You're not going to see it. And what they did not see, as presented by the Democrats yesterday in presenting their case, you heard the speech in the beginning we used where Trump said, this was not a fair election. We're going to go down to the Capitol. I'll be there with you. And he also said this. I want you to hear it. It's only 8 seconds, but I'll come back to it again because this piece right here, if it had been presented with everything else, would say, well, you kind of gave a slanted view or you took things out of context. You didn't give us the full story because Democrats do not want to give the full story because it undermines what weak case they have already. These are also words that Trump told the audience on January 6th.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
Wow, peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. That was not presented in the impeachment proceedings yesterday. Didn't come near it. The Trump lawyer, Bruce L. Castor Jr., is saying that they're going to argue, we will argue, he said, that the entire proceeding is unconstitutional, bad public policy, setting a bad precedent for the nation. But he also gets into just the mechanics of this case. For instance, he points out, we will argue that every person in the United States is entitled to due process of law, even if it is the President of the United States. And the President of the United States, during the House impeachment, has been afforded no due process of law. He said due process requires an investigation. There was none, and we will point that out. He said, can you imagine if the police were allowed to arrest somebody because we think he did it, then do their investigation? Of course not. But the House wants to create a separate class of persons to whom the Bill of Rights apply. There's everybody, and then there's Donald Trump. And I would add, folks, that's not just Trump. It's you as well. They've already stated yesterday, Democrats were saying, we invited Trump to come talk to us and give his side and testify. And if he doesn't, well, that'll be kind of a sign that he's got something to hide. That's not the way our judicial process works. But if you're really wanting to be honest in your presentation, would you not include the bite you heard a moment ago about Trump, what he told the crowd, that 8-second clip that they ignored? I want you to hear it repeatedly for a moment.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
So you've heard it now three times, that 8-second clip. You think they might have played it at least once in their presentation of their impeachment case? They know it exists. They know it exists, and they don't have any tape at any point where Trump told his supporters, go down there, mob the police, attack the police, break into the Capitol, go through various offices, take what you can steal, and terrify everyone. They don't have that anywhere because he never said it. Now, did he not say enough while I was underway? I criticized him that day as it was happening. I thought he should be saying more. But then I didn't know at the time that some of his social media platforms have already been shut down by Twitter and Facebook. And, of course, the mainstream media wasn't interested really in what he had to say. And as we pointed out yesterday, there's been evidence presented, even inside the FBI files that have been opened up, that some of the attacks and the efforts were underway while he was still speaking. Before he even said go down there. Many went on down anyway. And on top of that, some were already there prior to the speech, probably planning their attack on the Capitol. There were probably some who just got swept up in the mob violence. Maybe they got up on the steps of the Capitol and dropped banners or did things of that nature. But they didn't actually go inside. And when some went inside, maybe they thought, oh, well, there's an opening. We're all going in. I guess it's okay. Then they got in, and maybe they realized, I don't like the way it's going, and maybe they left. We don't know. We're not getting any stories like that. But here's the thing. If they decide to start bringing witnesses, we will get those stories as well. And Senator Lindsey Graham said, this could be over, should be over this week. That if we continue down this road, we're taking time away from things that we need for this country. And if they go to calling witnesses, then we will also call witnesses, and this will drag on and on, and the people's work, the people's needs not being met. That from Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican, South Carolina. The same response you get from Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
Well, I think we'll see that the trial continue for the rest of the week. It is reminiscent of Shakespeare, that it is full of sound and fury and yet signifying nothing. I think you're going to see a lot of partisan table pounding. You're going to see a lot of efforts to pull on emotion. We saw the beginning of that with the Hollywood video that the House managers began with. I think we'll see a lot more of that today and tomorrow. And at the end of the day, it's not going to succeed. President Trump is going to be acquitted. In order to convict him, it takes 67 votes. They're not 67 votes. Every senator knows that. The House managers know that. Everybody knows that. But they're going through political theater, and they're going through.
And they're going through political theater. For what purpose? Hold that question in mind, because I want to address it again after the break. But I also want to point you at another direction briefly. I've told you what mainstream media, how it's been portraying this. And by that, I mean the networks generally and the cable news certainly. And you might think, well, Fox News is probably going to give us the best answer, although I know many have turned away from Fox News, partly because of what happened election night when they were so quick to give Arizona to Biden and would not mention that Trump had won Florida when they really could have declared that earlier. So many folks had turned to Newsmax or One America News. Well, in the midst of the Fox News Channel coverage of the impeachment, here comes anchor Chris Wallace. His remarks about the opening argument by the Democrats quoting now, I thought it was a very powerful opening. It had a lot of substance to it. It had a lot of technological slickness to it. I would agree with that. He said the video of the events of January 6th, they use the graphics to make the point about what's in the Constitution. He went on to say, I thought this case was presented very strong. And quoting one of the congressmen who said, this is the framers' worst nightmare come to life, that a president can inflame insurrection and run away. Wallace did say, I've covered a lot of trials. When you hear one side's argument, it seems like that's overwhelming. How could there be any argument on the other side? He said the defense is going to take hours to present the reason why it shouldn't be held. I'm sure they'll make a lot of good points. Let's just wait and listen. But if you listen to Wallace by then, he already believes that Democrats have made their case. Well, there was something else that was going around yesterday, and it also appeared on Fox News, that the Trump lawyer, Bruce Castor, had upset Trump, that he was furious and beyond angry over the defense team's showing yesterday. Those sources being quoted by Fox News. We'll look at that story, and again, why Senator Cruz says the Democrats want to continue pushing. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
They're going through political theater, and they're going through political theater because for 4 years, congressional Democrats, they've been obsessed. They've been consumed with hatred for President Trump. And it really defines who the Democratic Party is. So they've got a new Democratic president, a Democratic House, a Democratic Senate. And instead of working on the very real problems we have in this country, we have tens of millions of Americans out of work. We have millions of kids who are not going to school. And yet the Democrats are not trying to fix those problems. Instead, they want to go through a circus of an impeachment trial that they know is doomed to failure. I think it's a mistake, but unfortunately, it's the path that congressional Democrats have put us on.
Again, the words of Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. It is political theater, and they have control of the White House and Congress with both the House and Senate now, and they're spending their capital, their time on this. When they were always saying Trump is doing nothing about COVID. As far as they're concerned, COVID can wait. As far as they're concerned, when you're laid off at the pipeline, you can wait until we find a green job for you. As far as they're concerned, kids can just continue to stay out of class. Even though the CDC said you can hold classes, they're perfectly fine to go back to school. You do not see the Democrats pushing for things to be better for our nation. They want to continue to attack Trump and anybody associated with him and make sure you pay a price now or down the road. And some of the language that they were pointing to, we heard it earlier where they were using part of the Trump speech, not where he said, be peaceful, use your patriotic duty in a proper way, but when he said something like, we fight like hell, they consider those words were inciting the insurrection. You know, James Herson, we also often have on as a guest on this program, based out of L.A., strong Republican in the midst of all those conservatives out there. He noticed a statement coming up from Congressman or the newly elected Senator Ralph Warnock, that he tweeted out, I will fight for you. I will fight for you. Herson put up, impeachable. That's right. Those words are very similar to what Trump said. I will fight for you. That must be impeachable. Well, of course it's not impeachable. Neither is what they're trying to hang around Trump. But they're making it because they can, and they just have such an hate for Trump that they don't care if the rest of America suffers while they do their little charade. Have the Democrats done anything for you since they got in office? Anything? Anything? Bueller, anything? Not likely. What we're watching is a total farce, political theater, what do you want to call it? But more importantly, wasting the time and money that should be spent on dealing with issues in front of this nation. It's going to end with him not being convicted. We all know that. But they are so bent on punishing Trump and anyone who supported him. And keep in mind, they're telling you, you cannot challenge the election. If you challenge the election, that's treasonous language. You can't question the election. Yes, I can. And you guys did it when Trump came in, and you did it for the entire 4 years. You questioned every day. Every day you said he was illegitimate. He should not have won. Russians helped him. Something else happened. I mean, they had anything and everything they could throw at him, and the man was still standing. And then the election. Won by a guy hiding out in his basement all that time? Really? I still don't buy it. Now, do I know there's corruption that would swing the election? No, I don't. I'm not going to try to claim such. I don't have that. I don't know if it did or didn't. Facts matter to me, not to the Democrats. Now get ready for Don Lemon Fruitcake of CNN to lecture you on morals.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Blue Lives Matter, huh? Law and order. Law and order. Blue Lives Matter. Respect the flags. Respect law enforcement. Why don't you just comply? Don't you dare even say that again. If you can stand by after that video and give Donald Trump, of all people, Donald Trump, and all people, of all people, and that mob and his mob a pass. If you can do that, I don't ever want to hear that again.
So says CNN's Don Lemon Fruitcake, beginning to lecture you on when you can and cannot say Blue Lives Matter. If he had listened, to conservatives, the vast majority have condemned what happened at the Capitol, have condemned what happened going into the Capitol, certainly condemning attacking police. But he wants, again, for all of us to carry the burden, the sin of what those few did. It's a cross they're putting on our back, and we didn't have anything to do with it. And to that extent, neither did Trump. But they're going to try to make it appear that he did. But now they think they have the high moral ground that they can lecture us and tell us, do not ever again say Blue Lives Matter, law and order, respect the flags, respect law enforcement. Well, I will continue saying it, and I do believe that. Do I think what happened with that mob, especially against attacking Capitol Police or other law and order, that that should be acceptable? And defended? No. But again, the left likes to prop itself up wherever it can. And they don't really care if they're using a molehill as opposed to a mountain. And that's what they have here. They have a mob that went berserk, and they think anyone that is supporting Trump, that you have endorsed and supported that. In addition to Don Lemon fruitcake, he got Anderson Cottonmouth adding his remarks. He said, anyone watching the video played today in the Senate chambers, after watching that, you cannot claim to be a law and order president when you have crowds chanting, kill the blue. We saw them hurling insults, fists and objects, and the American flag and a hockey stick at officers. Yeah, that's on the video they presented. It's a horrifying picture. No one's going to deny that. But it fits just perfectly with the leftist narrative. This is representative of Trump and Trump supporters. It is not. And then in addition to trying to lecture you on law enforcement and respect for the law, Don Lemon Fruitcake and all the rest of them on the left who have basically accepted, excused, explained, and not condemned the violence across our nation by various Antifa and other chaotic anarchist groups. They have not condemned those, still don't. But they can turn on you. And I don't know, this next piece you're going to hear from him, I guess Don Lemon knows what's best for you and your family, because apparently you don't.
I don't want to hear family values from you. I don't want to hear respect police officers from you. Don't want to hear it. No moral high ground to stand on. Look who's on your side there. There have been a lot of lies. We've been warning you about all the lies, but yeah, it's okay. You don't have to listen to his lies. Well, he's just, you know, he's just talking. No.
We're going to come back to that point, because Don Lemon Fruitcake set himself up, and I'm going to take a full charge into him in the next segment on this issue about lies. But the other point being here, he's trying to tell you, don't lecture to me about family values. CNN in general represents many on the left who don't care right now if we have transgenders competing against young girls trying to get scholarships and so forth. They don't care that we have some school districts wanting to teach transgenderism to kindergartners. They don't care about aborting babies, even at the moment of birth. They don't care about the values that most people hold for their family. But they think now they can lecture us. They can lecture us. And he claims we don't have any moral high ground to stand on. What moral high ground do you stand on to say it's our right to kill a baby as it's being born, or within weeks of being born, or after the heartbeat's detected? What right exists? And yet you want to go around and say, oh my God, we cannot separate children from their parents at the border if they come across illegally. That's, first of all, assuming it's actually a relative of theirs and someone isn't bringing them across the border for sex crimes and to be trafficked as a sex object. But that, even then, is not a permanent separation like you have with abortion and the other things they have been shoving down our throats. And, of course, the whole point of that demonstration and Trump getting everyone to D.C. for January 6th was because that was a day they were taking a vote in Congress to certify the Electoral College vote. And Don Lemon says that in itself was wrong. Treasonous. Treasonous? Please listen.
There have been a lot of lies. We've been warning you about all the lies, but yeah, it's okay. You don't have to listen to his lies. Well, he's just, you know, he's just talking. No. The former president was a liar and is a liar. Lies by his enablers, who even after the Capitol insurrection tried to overturn the Electoral College vote.
After the election, tried to overturn the Electoral College vote. Don Lemon is lying to you right there in the sense that he's not acknowledging that Democrats did the same thing when Trump got elected. That's not treasonous. That's allowed. We stood by when Trump's votes were being certified in the beginning of January 2017 and watched the Democrats accuse and challenge electoral votes from the very first state of Alabama. And they challenged more states in their electoral votes than the Republicans did. And they were allowed and entitled to do so. And if you had walked up to me and said, Larry, what they're doing, that's got to be illegal. That's got to be unconstitutional. I would have told you, no, it's not wrong. They are allowed to do so. By the same token, now we have members on the left telling us, you cannot say the election wasn't fair. The hell I can't. I can say what I want. And so can you. But the problem we're having now, and it's being shoved down our throat currently in this nation, is unless you're speaking what I tell you to do, you can't say it. Does that make any sense to you? Of course not. But the impeachment, they love a show. And Don Lemon picked up on some of the remarks made by one of the House managers yesterday, one of the House managers speaking, Congressman David Cicilline and Don Lemon.
No amount of lawyering in the world that can ever gloss over what the president and that mob did. David Cicilline, getting to the heart of the matter. Would any of this had happened if it hadn't been for Donald Trump?
Does anyone in this chamber honestly believe that but for the conduct of President Trump, that a charge in the article of impeachment, that attack at the Capitol would have occurred? Does anybody believe that?
Does anybody believe that? Do you believe that? That's been my whole point. If it hadn't been for the big lie, the sustained lie, they wouldn't have showed up at the Capitol.
There you have it again, Don Lemon saying a lie got them to the Capitol. If you're calling the fact that I question the election, and yeah, I think it could have been stolen, it could have been fraudulent, if that's a lie, which I'm not so sure it is, if it is, you're still allowed to express it. And do not forget, when Hillary campaigned against Trump and the debates where she was asked and he was asked, would you accept the will of the people? And he said, well, she said, of course I will. That's the way we do it in this country. Can you tell me anywhere, show me any audio from her since that election which she lost? Have you seen anywhere where she says, I think Donald Trump won it fairly? No, you're not going to find it. The same thing, you're not going to find any audio of Trump saying go down there and attack the Capitol and scare the hell out of people. We'll come back to Don Lemon and lies. Stand by.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The problem with lies is that they fall apart. They always fall apart. The truth always comes out. And the truth of today is that there is no amount of lawyering in the world, even if it had been good, which it wasn't, no amount of lawyering in the world that can ever gloss over what the president and that mob did.
There you have it again from Don Lemon Fruitcake of CNN and NN. The problem with lies is the truth always comes out. Let's run through some of the lies that CNN has either initiated or certainly helped carry to a broader platform, and then no problems whatsoever, such as, the Russian collusion story. Each and every night and day they had it on the air when they were starting the Russian collusion investigation and calling for a full inquiry, and that Trump could not have won without Russian help. And we sunk all of that money and effort into it, and it still came out, as Don Lemon would say, the lies fall apart, the truth wins out, and the truth won out. There was no collusion. How about the P dossier? Salacious, titillating, and we learn it was paid for in part by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democrat National Committee. That also was kind of not made public at the time because it didn't fit the lie they were peddling. You want something more recent? How about the lie Andrew Cuomo has given the state of New York and nursing home victims and their families since COVID hit, saying it's not my fault you died in a nursing home from COVID when he knows his order said they had to go there to die or stay there to die? Or his brother on CNN, Chris Cuomo, saying I'm going to incubate and quarantine in my basement because I've come down with it. I don't want to expose my family. And then he mocks, and they put it on their network of him coming up from the basement as if for the first time when the quarantine was over. And it had been documented he had been out of the basement, out in public, got into an argument with a guy, and it was all captured on video and audio. And then he comes out of the basement acting like I'm seeing my family for the first time in these days. It's a lie. The network knew it. They helped create it and pushed it. Did I hear Don Lemon call him out on the air? No. Yeah, lies do fall apart. The truth is easier to remember because you don't have to change things up. This is what it was. So they continue the charade in the House, in the Senate now, with the House managers pushing they consider evidence that Trump should be impeached, that he incited a riot, seditious language, we will fight. And I quoted from you earlier the newly elected senator from Georgia, Warnock, saying, I will fight for you. Warnock, I should say. I will fight for you. Well, that's same kind of language. But if the left says it, it's okay. We are at a point in this country, and it's not going to get any better. And that's why, again, I truly appreciate your support for this program. We're at a point where you're told to sit down, shut up, be silent, and many Americans will. And that's okay. You don't have to get involved in every fight. There are times that maybe it's probably best to just not make waves. But you know that come the next election, you'll make your voice heard. Good. But otherwise, you become a target. You try to get a job. You try to go somewhere, and you've got a bumper sticker on your car that shows you had anything to do with Trump. You might become a victim. And another victim we have happening is the national anthem. Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, has said, I am confirming we're no longer going to play it at our home games at the America Airlines Center. Now, they have not played it prior to home games this season. They've had no audience for the most part because of COVID. And he said, it's my decision. I made it back in November. We're not going to play the national anthem in advance of NBA games again. The NBA spokesman said, well, under the unique circumstances of this season, teams are permitted to run their pregame operations as they see fit. So they've already bowed down and said, yeah, whatever you want. And you know why Cuban's doing it? He says, because it's a shame it's been weaponized. The national anthem weaponized. Well, in that case, Mark Cuban, you just gave in to those weaponizing it. If you think they weaponized it, then you just gave in. I would have expected more of him. Maybe I expect too much. Don't forget, we're on YouTube, Larry Connors USA YouTube channel. And our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.